This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Yeah, another one with here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonya Smith joins me, as she does every week, as my co-host to make up the other part of Welcome Back to the Sanity.
Well, I don't know. I don't feel very sane right now.
Your enthusiasm is flooring me.
This has been a bad week. You know, your opening there talked about New York, and I'm looking at kind of the recent news with New York with the flooding and the immigrants, and now Hamas and the drug problem, the homeless problem. Do you think that even New Yorkers might be getting a clue about now that they have brought this on themselves and they can fix it?
I think there's a lot of people who voted for the beaster that are done. I really do. I mean, you know, he's too old. And even some who say, I can't bring myself to vote for him or whatever. No. You know?
Well, you know what? When I was out doing the Tea Party thing and being more of a vocal person than I am now, I never thought that I could talk, especially black people, into voting Republican. But my goal was to just think for a little, put it on pause, and don't vote at all. I'd rather you not vote at all than to vote for the, you know, it's what's that thing with the doctors is do no more harm. So if New Yorkers could just, I don't know, it's just the diehard crazies do show up to vote. So they're going to wind up, it's like California, they're going to wind up with more of the same because the people who would vote in a Governor Newsom, is that what he, Governor Newsom, they're going to vote for, they're going to show up to the polls, rain or shine, and they're going to help cheat. They're going to stuff ballots down their drawers and...
Wait a minute. Now, are you suggesting that people who would vote for a guy like Governor Newsom would cheat or, you know, do something nefarious?
Well, you tell me. How does he get the most signatures to be recalled? And we're on fire showing up, waiting in lines and to vote this man out, and he still wins.
Not only does he still win, he doesn't write what's called a campaign statement. You all know that when you see somebody on the ballot, there's their picture, there's their name, their title, and a little bit about themselves.
He did nothing.
He wrote nothing in there.
He didn't have to because
he didn't
knew.
Spend anything. Yep.
That's right. He knew. So there's something... You know, there's something nefarious going on. I don't know that we've solved it, you know, going on to the national level. I don't know that we've solved any of those problems. Some places have.
Yep.
I guess there was a woman today who admitted, oh, yeah, yeah, I didn't follow all the rules for election. You know, so, I'm sure the mainstream media is not covering that to go, oh, yeah, well, maybe we were right about some fraud going on, or at least some malfeasance. But I don't know what we're doing to make that stuff stop. I mean, I hear, and I love Trump rallies, but he's saying get out there in big numbers. That's the only way we're going to beat them.
Oh, well, he said that last time, too. You got to be vigilant. You got to keep an eye out. You got to make them uncomfortable to drop, you know, 100 or so of those things in there.
We're
those
just
ballots,
not used
so-called
to,
ballots, whatever.
But you know this from the school board. We're just not used to being consistent. We don't have the same sort of drive that they do. I would love for us to be posted, you know, and I'm saying that, and I'm not going to do it either, but why aren't we standing outside the drop boxes? And why aren't, you know?
Because
we have
to be. It's illegal to, what do they call that, intimidate people that are voting. And I'm thinking, did they forget about the Black Panthers with the sticks and the bats out in front of those voting centers when Trump ran?
Well, yeah, because they're black and they're excused from doing it. They're black males, and how dare you, you know, speak out against black males. And they can call anything we do intimidating. You could put an old lady in a wheelchair who's a conservative outside of a bowling place, and they would say, oh, I'm so scared. I feel threatened. This is unacceptable. I'm so over them. I'm just exhausted by them. I mean,
you're exhausted by the whining, right?
I'm exhausted by the left and the trauma that I honestly think that there should be a class action suit against the left. Just the mental anguish that they put us through all these years. I didn't know how I was going to survive the Obama. 8 years of that white knuckling, waiting for the economy to turn around. Can't sell my house until somebody else becomes president. It was gas prices. I can't go to church because that's, you know,
I can't
an
afford
hour and
to
a half
to get there. Oh, by the way, I can't go to work. So I've got unemployment because I can't afford the gas to get there.
Can't afford the gas to get there. Then they lock us in there, our houses, and then I can't do no more. I just can't do no more.
Oh God!
But I think that's we're under stress that we don't know we're under. And I tell you, this week has really, I think, shown us the danger that we live under. We are starting to understand now that we're looking at what's going on in Israel and we see what's pouring across our border. I think we're starting to get it that we are in danger as well. And we're in danger by people who this administration is not necessarily putting any stops on nuclear weapons.
Nope. Got to go for a break. Pause that.
What a time to stop.
A lot more coming up with Sonia right after this.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring her on. She is my co-host every Friday. Sonia Schmidt joins me. Always enjoy having her. What is that? What are you doing?
I'm raising the roof.
That's like so 1978, isn't it?
The 70s called, and they want their gesture back.
They want their roof back.
I'm just trying to lift my spirits. I'm really not handling this whole Israeli Palestinian thing well. You joke. I'm not doing well. I haven't slept in a week.
Okay.
I'm exhausted. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not like there's anything you can do about it. Just keep praying for them.
No, that's my big problem, is I always think that if I understand stuff, it will make sense, but none of this is going to make sense, and it's such a dividing time for our families, and, you know, it's,
yeah, it only goes to show, though, we haven't taught them properly. If they truly believe that, you know, that the Jews are occupying the area they're in, then we've done a crappy job of teaching them anything.
Well, how would we know? Like I said, I went to public school. I don't know anything about that history. So all I can do is stand on biblical grounds where people are going, well, not everybody believes in the Bible. Not everybody is from your, they're from a different religion. Why is yours super, you know, supersede theirs? There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of debate, and you just want to go, what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. I mean, their response, Hamas's response to this, I don't care if they have been oppressed. That ain't how you handle it. And then, you know, it's like when you're a person of color, as the left likes to put it, they're saying that we are against these people because they're brown. And, you know, that's the only prism that they see things through is color.
Everything is seen through color. Everything.
So when you're seeing, like I said, I'm looking at all these African men coming through our borders, just flooding through our borders. These are very strong, young, capable of working. I mean, these are guys that are going to need to be fed, and they need to work, and they need, you know, what's going to happen with all of these people?
Oh, no, you can't force them to work. You can't do that. You know not what to be speak.
I'd like to hire a couple of them. I got some stuff. I got some yard workers.
Yeah, ain't going to happen.
No, because you can't force them to work. Or we're supposed to just give them. And listen, when it comes to Biden giving billions and billions to Iran and people who want to kill us, and he's saying, well, I can't put the kibosh on that now, you know, tap, tap. It's the whole tap, tap, no take back rule.
yep.
I'm like, this is our money, though. It's like somebody, it's like me having, I think I told you about when I was on welfare and you weren't supposed to pull your own food stamps out yourself, that you had to give your whole book over to the cashier, and they take the money out, and they give you the change. It's like handing someone your wallet, and they get to take as much as they feel like they need out of it or want out of it. And that's what this administration has done. And quite frankly, you know, when I go to the store and I'm trying to get eggs at $7.99 a carton, I'm tapped out. Sorry. I'm just tapped out. Gas? I went fly fishing for the past couple of weekends. Gas was, you know, $6.49, $6.50 a gallon.
So you're the one that drove it up? I mean,
it was me. It was my fault.
Good. Well, at least I hate you.
But I can't do it anymore. I can't go anywhere. I can't go to church. I can't afford it. I drive to my favorite church.
You know, did you hear the Bernie Sanders? He used committee resources to promote and support a nursing strike in New Brunswick, New Jersey, which you're not supposed to do. But he also, I believe, didn't condemn Hamas.
Right, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
If that don't tell you something, but neither do the young people. He's just tapping into that young base because they don't condemn Hamas. Now that they're getting a little trouble about not condemning Hamas, they might keep their mouths shut a little bit.
Well, I know earlier that, you know, I love these LGBTQ kids, you know, plus 27, whatever they are. And, you know, they're out there carrying a banner. We stand with, the Palestinians. I'm going, yeah,
right.
Why don't you gay kids go to so-called Palestine,
exactly.
And why don't you go there, and you take the banner, and you stand with them, we'll see how long you actually stand.
See how long you stand. But, you know, we had those rallies out here, and I won't say where we live, but there was one about a half mile up. There were two. One was pro-Israeli, the other was pro-Palestinian. And you actually got people, even in our neighborhood, to go out and be pro-Palestinian.
Well, what was very interesting was I saw the pro-Palestinian ones, and I looked through the crowd, and I can tell you that I recognize the vast majority, and will tell you the vast majority were Democrats.
Of course they were.
Are you surprised?
The NAACP, the LGBTQ, the whole... So sad. They're not doing us any favors.
Not doing
anybody. But they feel good about themselves.
I mean, other than Sammy Davis Jr., there's other Jewish black people, right?
I have black friends. I have my one of my best friends is a black Jewish woman.
Are there many in, I don't know the answer to the question, but are there many in Israel, actually in Israel?
I doubt it. When
I see the videos and such, not the ones of them warring, but, you know, when you see videos of them eating and, you know, some of them dancing during their holy days and what have you, I do see black folks in the crowd.
Do you really? I have not seen it. I will have to tell you, I think another reason I'm partial to them is they're such good-looking people. They really are. I'm like, whoa, is he single? No, right, they're good-looking.
We're going to turn this into the Sonya Needs a Date segment, okay? That's what...
Please do.
No, but
855.
Date Sonya. We're getting some great stories out of this, too, where you having a rich, Jewish millionaire who I guess he was at JFK or LaGuardia, and any of the people getting on the plane, you know, to go to Israel that were IDF members or soldiers, he paid for their ticket. He wouldn't let them pay for it.
So I think
the end result was 260 plus tickets he paid for.
Oh, that's so dear.
It's cool.
But these are children. These are like our children. Yep. Children on the right who are going to go and fight for some. But I will tell you something. When we get back, I do want to mention something about this.
Oh, see, you got it down. We'll be back in a minute. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. Hamas is encouraging residents in northern Gaza to disregard Israeli instructions to evacuate the area. With over 300,000 Israeli troops near the border, there's a growing speculation of an impending ground assault. Small Israeli ground units have already entered Gaza, and a journalist from Reuters lost their life today during rocket fire on the Lebanon-Israel border. A Fox News poll released on Wednesday found former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden tied in a head-to-head contest, with Biden at 49% and Trump at 48%. Amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, the U.S. is actively addressing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. President Biden, speaking in Philadelphia, lashed out at Hamas.
These guys make Al-Qaeda look pure. They're pure evil.
He stated that his administration is collaborating with Arab nations to increase aid to Gaza. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let me bring her in. Because you know what? It wouldn't be a session of sanity without her. Always a pleasure. Sony Smith joins me. Don't even.
You're going to have to change that line because I just don't feel very sane.
It doesn't matter whether you feel it or not.
Gotcha.
Right? I'm a older white Italian man. It doesn't matter whether I feel like a older black woman. I'm still an older white Italian man. Period. Oh, an American.
You can be whatever you want to be these days.
No, my mother always said that to me, but I didn't realize how far I could take that.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, Joe, I'm just miserable. I'm so saddened by the state of affairs. I am fearful without being ungodly fearful, but I am concerned. With where this whole conflict can take us. I have my, your listeners probably already know, I'm prone to a little bit of conspiracy theories, and I don't know how much of this wasn't on purpose. Don't know what nobody knows what the outcome is going to be, but I know it ain't going to be good.
Somebody said, do you know that today is, not only is it Friday the 13th, it is actually in 1792, the cornerstone of the White House was first put down today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and if you look really close at the picture, I think you can see Joe Biden there directing the crane operator. I don't know, but... What? No, but truly, it is the day the first cornerstone of...
But the cornerstone is the strongest element, the strongest piece of an architectural structure, correct?
supposed to be, but if Joey laid it down, I don't know.
Well, it wasn't Joey. He didn't do it. But if that's really the cornerstone, that kind of supersedes. But then again, if you were listening earlier, it's my leftist sister's birthday. So then that.
Yeah, that kind of blows everything apart, doesn't it?
Blows everything apart. So. Oh, it's just a rough day. It really is Friday.
It can be, yeah. I mean, it. You know, the thing behind it is if you truly believe in God and you believe in prayer and you think prayer that changes things, then it's one of those days, or a couple of days, if you would, where you really do get in prayer with the Father. You do talk to Him day long.
Yep.
Even if your grandson looks at you and goes, are you okay? Who are you talking to?
Yeah. Yeah. You're talking to yourself again? No, I'm talking to God this time.
Yeah. Who are you fighting with?
Who are you fighting with? No, it's a tough time, and we're supposed to be human. We can't act like stuff, you know, we're not supposed to act like we don't see stuff that's happening. I mean, who needs those kind of Christians? Oh, but praise the Lord! No.
My dog died. My wife ran off with the mailman. Well, praise God.
Right. No. That's what turns people off of who we are. We are human. We are real. God gave us these emotions, these instincts for a reason. We, you know, but I'm not scared of the worst that I think the world thinks that can happen. I just think that it's sad that it could happen. I think that's my biggest problem, is that it didn't have to go down like this. It's just
right.
Evil should not prevail. And they're not going to prevail in the end, but I'm just saying.
No, but let me throw something at you, though. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Evil shouldn't prevail, and kids shouldn't be subjected to this all this transgender garbage, and kids shouldn't be subjected to all the right. But have Christians truly taken their rightful place in society? If they have, would this be going on? Honestly.
No, but we never have. And when you look at, even when you, I remember I was taking a Bible class, and I had to laugh because all the times that the Jewish people were shown miracles, and yet they complained, or yet they, you know, they questioned, and yet they were brought through, and then they go, ooh, the fatted calf. You know, I mean, we're humans. We mess up. That is just human nature. So I don't know we're going to be spared of our outcome.
Well,
we are screw-ups.
I'm going to challenge you for a second, because from a biblical standpoint,
uh-huh.
we were given the tools to fight, to push back, and win.
Yes.
And the problem is that, honestly, how many solid Christians you know that actually do that, that actually take up the sword.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right. That's why I don't think it's human nature to do that. We can do it for a period of time, and then we're off and running again towards something stupid. You know, it's like...
Well, because we're doing our will and not His, because we're doing
what
we want to do to be happy, and not what
exactly.
He would have us
or
do.
Or what's fashionable at the time, what's cool, what's this, what's that. It's just dawns on me after watching what people who actually saw literal miracles happen, and they still went off and went, ooh, shiny.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you. I mean, right there. I mean,
yeah,
didn't Jesus say, you know, blessed are those who don't see and believe?
Yes.
Right.
So,
Tommy screwed it up.
Yeah. So, this is an interesting time, because this didn't have to go down like this.
No.
But we are who we are. We're people. We're humans. We're flawed like crazy. And c'est la vie. We want to bring as many people to Christ as we can. So, you know, I want to see my grandchildren. Well, there's controversy over that. I want as many people who I love and who I can encounter to give their lives to Christ so that they have salvation. And I think that's probably the best I can do.
Well, you know, the Bible says that they know us by our lifestyle. They know us by how we treat each other. They know us, you know, by the joy in our faces. They will not know us because we're yelling, you know, find Christ or have no
exactly.
peace.
Exactly. But I mess up. I have to tell you. I don't
Everybody
know
messes up. Who's perfect?
Oh, that's... I know.
Well, I don't mess up that much. I don't want anybody to get upset. Yeah.
Other than you. But in the morning, I'm like praying for opportunities to do that. And then, like, there was one day, so I live in an upstairs apartment, and I can't carry anything up the stairs. So I order a lot of water. And the person who delivered my water one day was a very heavy, out-of-shape woman. And they were cutting trees in my property, so she had to walk, she had to park far away, walk around, walk up my steps, and I saw her walking up my steps, and I was like, this ain't gonna be good. So she walks up my steps. By the time she gets to the top of my steps, she's about to literally die.
She probably had to drink all your water, you know.
Well, so that's what I do. I offer her water. And I don't realize, oh my God, this woman's at the top of my stairs. She could actually fall back down. I didn't even think of that at the time. But I give her water and we chat for a while. This woman had so many tragedies. A husband who died right after taking the Vex. She's homeschooling, 3 children. She's a lovely woman. We have a wonderful conversation. Do you know that? And I took her telephone number and accidentally deleted it the next day. Do you know I did not take that opportunity to talk to her about Christ? And I have felt guilty about that since. That's been a month and a half ago.
It happens to the best of us, and the guilt will slow you down. Don't do that. Really?
Yeah, that's what I said. I'll have another opportunity. But a dying woman who's walking up your stairs to bring you water, I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, you can leave now. Goodbye. Please don't trip.
No, I said, we talked for a long time, and then I went, oh, she's a perp. That's what I prayed for, is that opportunity, and I blew it. And then the next, so I said, okay, I got her telephone number. I cleaned out all my telephone numbers that morning and had no way of reaching her. So I was able to pray for her, but that's not the same.
All right, we got to go for a break. When we come back, do you know how Friday the 13th or the stigma around it came about? You're going to find out. Don't be your host. Don't go far. Don't look at
my sister, probably.
Yeah.
My sister.
Bye. We'll be right back.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Come on, everybody loves porn. Don't give me that look. Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tony Switch joins me on this, the Friday the 13th.
Oh, I'm so scared. I'm scared. Did I get my garlic out?
Do you know what? I was talking to Tammy. We were driving down the road the other day in the neighborhood here, and Tammy saw this pretty sick-looking statue. Okay, obviously put up for somebody, you know, for Halloween coming up.
Okay.
And I said, you know, it dawned on me when I'm sitting there going, don't you find it interesting that we coddle our kids, we want to keep them from harm, we want to do all this stuff to make them good, warm, and fuzzy, and the whole goal one day a year is to scare them to the point where they might poop their pants.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't get this. Maybe I'm too stupid to figure it out.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you're like me. Just spiritually, I don't like, and I could tell you many reasons why, but I don't like that whole time period around Halloween. Things start to, you, personally, because maybe I'm an empath, I can feel that things are different, and I don't like them. And my grandson, who I'm closest to, I spend the most time with, he was very cautious about things. And each year, he said that he's going to go into the Halloween store. I forget the name of it. Spirit Halloween store. You see those cropping up all over the place, right?
Yeah, right.
So this year, now that he's 11, he's like, ah, or last year, and he's 10, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to do it. I'm like, okay, come on. I take him in there. He spends about 5 minutes in there, and some demonic thing looks at him right in the eye, this automated demonic thing, and goes, you're going to hell. Yes. Yes. My grandson says, I don't like this. And I took him out, and I said, I'm so glad. Yep. I said, I'm so glad that you get the spirit of what this is. Because I've always told him, Granny doesn't like Halloween at all.
Yeah.
It's not of the right spirit. But now you see what I'm talking about, and that makes me very happy. Will he do it again? Yeah, he'll go in. But I love that it didn't sit well with his spirit. It's an evil, if it's an evil holiday, it's an evil time.
Oh, I don't disagree with you at all. I think you're right on with that, you know. And I wish more people would pay attention and understand truly what's happening. Look, I'm not suggesting, as some would think that I am, that this is going to be one of those drink your blood, all this other. That's not what they mean by that.
Right,
I don't believe that there's a group of people out there looking for little boys to take and and do something with them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No.
But any more than you would say that Christmas is not a time where everybody has to give their life to Christ. No, but there is a spirit about Christmas that is joyous and happy, and there's songs. I'm like, what songs are there about when it comes to Halloween? What good feeling do you have? The thing about Christmas is it's goodwill towards mankind. There's just certain things that are just good. You don't have to be a Christ believer to fall into the spirit of things. Well, the spirit of Halloween is completely the opposite.
No, it's negative. It's like, yeah, let's get rid of some of our Hispanic listeners. It's like, what do they celebrate? The Day of the Dead?
Dia de Muertos, yeah.
I'm going, why?
It scares me, but I got two kids that don't have a problem with it. So I got an ex-husband who consistently marries Mexican women. So.
Well, you weren't Mexican.
I'm not, but that was his departure.
Okay.
But, and then I won't say that I know what that holiday is about. I think my kids think it's about celebrating and honoring your ancestors. I think that's as far as they go, but I don't think that they go into the demonic of it. And I don't know enough about it to speak, but I do know that Halloween has demonic, roots. It feels like it to me. I don't know anything about it. The Day of, Hallows Eve.
The day of the Dead.
The Day of the Dead.
Well, that's the Mexican one, but I don't know that. But the Mexican one honors your relatives. And as a lot in African heritage, they honor your ancestors. So I don't know that that's evil as much as Halloween. Halloween is just dark. When you think you've got to slaughter cats...
All right. One of the things for Friday the 13th, one of the, not superstitions, but thoughts as to where it originated.
Yeah.
Or signs that it's so bad. Because it symbolized the betrayal of Jesus at the Last Supper.
See what I'm talking about?
So while Jesus was sharing with his disciples, Judas Iscariot, he joined the group as the 13th guest.
Oh.
So.
Was it Friday?
And, I'm sorry, oh yeah, all, I don't know about that, but all executions at one time in the United States were carried out on Fridays, known as Hangman Friday. You know, I mean, there's a whole, oh, I'm amazed. There's a whole bunch of
that's
these things out there.
So Fridays for that, and then the 13th was, Judas was the 13th. And I will be honest with you, and I'm not going to say who it is because she's sort of kind of famous, but I know a crazy person who was also born.
Only one? I mean, go ahead.
On October the 13th, and she's got very strong mental illness problems, and she was a Friday the 13th-er.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know what I want to mention before we have to leave? Is we just finished up Columbus Day, and that was another contentious
No, I can't have you doing that on this show. No, it's Indigenous People Day.
Exactly, and That was another contentious problem in our family. The left is tearing the world apart. Our families apart, our souls apart.
Well, I like how they talk about how Christopher Columbus killed millions of Native Americans and
didn't
all
happen.
It's like he didn't even land here.
Didn't even land here.
God,
it's so. And try to have that conversation with your crazy relatives who are also pro-Palestine. It's anything brown is good. Anything white is the oppressor. And poor little Christopher. Yeah, his crew was a mess up. They were. And Christopher was trying to...
Yes.
He was a Christian. He was trying to help and make sure that his crew wasn't messing around with the, you know, raping and pillaging. And this poor man. And now they're going to tear down his statues. I'm
well, they're
so
trying
sad.
To. I like the guys in New York City. See, you got to let the mafia handle this stuff, okay? There was a bunch of Italian guys at Columbus Square in New York. And, you know, some of those boneheads showed up. And they're like, yeah, okay, you
yeah,
really want to get
it.
A statue? Come on.
Try this.
Come on. Yeah.
Bring it.
Right? And there was a little beating going on, but let me tell you what, the Italian guys, even the older guys, were still standing afterward, not a problem.
That's good, but I have to tell you, it just disheartens me that the left has been able to sway the story so bad. And yes, was my generation, with my lack of knowledge in public schools, a little naive about this? We think, oh yeah, 1492, he saved the ocean, sailed the ocean blue, and you know, we know so little about it. But now when they have to get in the weeds about it, and nobody's perfect, but we're becoming a culture where, first of all, and we've talked about this before, we're judging people by the standards and values of our times, as opposed to their times, and we're also going, well, if somebody had a little bit of wrong, then they're all wrong. And that's not right.
Yeah,
because, the leftists nowadays, if they had any sort of sensitivity or, I don't know, brightness or whatever, they're going to look back. They're going to look back in 10 years and go, oh, boy, was I stupid. You know, I mean, hopefully. But I don't know.
That's an optimist.
The two, three ships sailed out to sea, the Nina and the Pinta and the Santa Maria. And as they sailed the stormy sea on that historic day, from way up in the crow's nest you could hear Luigi say, the mythic Columbus, the treasure ship around. Take me back, I want to feel my two feet on the ground. Oh, why you tell Isabella that the world is round? Believe the mythic Columbus.
Now see, it would take an Italian to make fun of an Italian. So
exactly. And
Lou
we
Monkey,
can do that.
All these kind of little goofies songs.
That's very cute.
I grew up with that song. I grew up listening to that song, hearing it all the time.
Well, what I found out after it took a little bit of research, which is very hard nowadays because everything is skewed. You know, everything is NPR, New York Times,
all the weenies.
But there's a really interesting case to be had.
I got 20 seconds.
Okay, about how Christopher Columbus Day is in heritage to celebrating Italian heritage and how tough they had it also
yes, I agree.
When they first came here.
And
we don't talk about that at all.
No. And they didn't walk across a river. They had to come across in a boat, sell everything.
And we have no empathy anymore. That's what the left has also done. No
yes,
empathy,
cold.
No sympathy. So therefore, who right. cares about Italians?
Gotta go cook before we get cut off.
They're white.
I don't get to do that often, cut somebody off who's talking.
Especially
Joe Messina, your
woman.
Co-host, Sonia Schmidt. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be back. Well, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Your copies of Great Awakening, right?